Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
And Greg Valle is a political analyst at Potomac Research Group, a regular on our show. Greg, tough one for the president. In part, he's to blame for this, you could argue, because they set up President Maliki in Iraq, who, instead of being inclusive, started to wage war on the Sunnis on behalf of his Shia group, and then sort of set the stage for this militant Sunni group to come in that is causing all the problems, ISIS or ISIL, depending on which title you want to use. So what does he do to get out of it at this point? How much leverage does he have?
Mike, good morning. He has some, and I think the Iranians would have some impact in all of this as well. But there's one other factor I think Barack Obama can't overlook, and that's the fall elections. And polls show conclusively that the American public is turning isolationist. So I suspect this president is not going to do a lot.
That's to somebody who you know, can step back, and I hope many Americans can step back and look at their best interests instead of the best interests of a party, a sort of scary statement in the sense that we could end up with a long-term, very bad situation for us here in the United States if in the short term we're more concerned about electing one party or another to Congress this fall.
I fully agree. I think there are two things we have to worry about. Number one, higher oil and gasoline prices, which clearly would be a headwind for a fairly fragile recovery. And number two, far more ominously, if this ISIS gets a foothold in central Iraq and establishes a training ground to export terrorism around the world, we got to worry about that.
Well, let's take these one by one. Oil prices, interesting question. As I mentioned, they were a little changed this morning. They have become elevated on this. But the oil fields in Iraq are in the far eastern part, far northeastern part, and far southeastern part. Mm-hmm. And the ISIS group is nowhere near the far southeast. And at this point, the Kurds are drawing a line who control the area where the northeastern oil is. So is there really... Does the administration really see a threat to oil at this point?
I don't think an imminent one, but the longer this festers, let's say we get the worst-case scenario, a civil war that is extremely bloody, then I think the level of uncertainty in the markets will persist. And I don't have to tell you, Mike, I mean, markets don't like uncertainty.
Well, that is true. Tom Keene is with us now, Greg, from Washington, where later today he'll be speaking with the head of the IMF, Christine Lagarde. Good morning, Tom.
And Greg Valliere, folks, good morning to all of you in Washington. A perfect day here. And of course, a conversation is the IMF looks at the United States economy. I think the word uncertainty will most likely crop up later today with Christine Lagarde. Bloomberg Surveillance Worldwide. We're brought to you by Cohn Resnick, Accounting Tax Advisory. During times of growth, crisis, or economic uncertainty, your business needs the Cohn Resnick Advisory Group for the strategies to move forward. Find out more at CohnResnick.com, CohnResnick, CohnResnick.com. And we thank Cohn Resnick for their support. As we do Greg Valliere, we thank him for his notes, which are short and focused. And Greg, I just can't convey how focused you are on being optimistic, and yet, what is the yet right now? Is it just simply Iraq?
Well, no. I think the yet, Tom, is widespread. It's a growing fear of dysfunction in Congress. I think that the Republican establishments will win this week's fight, but I don't think any Republicans are interested in compromising with Democrats now. So we go back to all of these dreary issues, like the debt ceiling expiring in March. You've got to worry about that. I think the biggest worry for this market right now is that this universal opinion that we were going to grow at 3% or better, get into a new glide path in the second half of the year, I think that's now under some threat because of the impact of higher energy prices.
Well, the impact of higher energy prices, with the experts that you speak to, Greg, do you have a tip point on Brent crude or West Texas Intermediate? Is there a point where you say this becomes serious? Right now, folks, Brent crude 112.53, NYMEX 107.00. Where's that tip point?
I think around 120. I mean, who knows for sure, but around 120. And if we get there, Tom, I wouldn't be surprised if we started hearing talk about tapping into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Mike, give us a background on that. You're the expert on this. When we talk like this, the price of oil actually goes down, doesn't it?
When you talk, yes, the price of oil goes down.
I mean, you know, like gurus and pundits.
Well, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is a weapon. It's a short-term weapon. It brings the price of oil down in the short term. In the short run, it doesn't have a long-term impact. However, this Iraqi situation is a threat to everyone. So you've got petroleum reserves in Europe that can be tapped as well, and also the Chinese are building one. So there could be maybe a bigger effect than we've seen in the past. I want to, Greg, touch on the idea that you mentioned earlier about terrorist training camps. This group seems to have two goals, this ISIS group, two goals to sort of form their own country or mm-hmm. governed area that would live under their version of Sharia law. And also to, lately they've been talking about exporting terrorism.
I mean, they haven't been shy about it. I mean, they're obviously very bloodthirsty and ruthless, and they have made it quite clear that one of their goals is to strike in the West. So if they get a foothold in Iraq, let's say Baghdad is saved, that a combination of Shiite soldiers and the Iranians save Baghdad. I think that's the more likely bet. There's still a big chunk of that country going from as far as like New York to Cleveland. I mean, that's a big chunk of land that would still be under the control of ISIS.
Well, let me ask you this. Is this more, when they threaten the West, is it a marketing ploy? Because they've been very good at trying to bring in militants to their cause. Does Washington think they have the capability of doing something and the desire to follow it through? What does it get them?
Well, I think it gets them more fanatic adherents from around the world, Islamic fanatics. Some of it is public relations, I would agree. And I'm not sure they could penetrate our shores. But I would think in Western Europe, the anxiety would be heightened.
All right. Before we let you go, Greg, what is the president going to do? What are his options that he will follow through on?
Well, we'll give the Iraqi satellite photos, we'll give them reconnaissance information, we'll give them perhaps new arms. There might be some U.S. airstrikes, but I just don't see a big, robust U.S. response, again, because the U.S. public has turned isolationist.
All right, Greg Valle with Potomac Research Group.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.